Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Hiring a financial planner does not mean the same thing to all people, and our next guest says that can cause a lot of confusion. So he's in our studio today to help clear up some of these myths. Garrett Strange is a financial planner and vice president of operations for Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Garrett, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Glad to be here.
Let's go ahead and start with what financial planning is.
Maybe a more helpful way to start would be to figure out what financial planning isn't. What it isn't is somebody just managing your investments or selling you an insurance policy or an annuity. It's more of an ongoing process than a product or an investment. There's a lot of myths out there. One of those is financial planning is, you know, just for old rich people, which is not true, or that financial planning is just focused on retirement, which also isn't true. It can be about short-term goals, such as making a new purchase, purchasing a boat, purchasing a house, making a job change. There's no magic trick or secret sauce to financial planning. It's an ongoing process.
No crystal ball, then?
No crystal ball. It's really figuring out what you want your money to accomplish for you over the short and long term and devising and implementing a plan to achieve those goals. You know, just as a person's financial situation evolves, so should somebody's financial plan.
And of course, there's always a lot of math involved, though. So we do have some help from computer science, right?
Absolutely. Going beyond making sure that your financial behaviors are in line with what you value in life, you know, you have to make sure that whatever trade-off you select when presented with a trade-off, that the math works with that trade-off. The math works in such a fashion that your financial situation is not going to be put in a bad position based on which trade-off you select. So, you know, we see a lot of clients, you know, mortgages are a popular topic, for instance. There's a lot of clients out there who think mortgages are good. There's a lot of clients out there who think mortgages are bad. Mortgages are neither inherently good or bad. You know, we've seen clients that have limited resources and they should be saving for retirement, but they're too busy paying down their mortgage because they think, you know, mortgages are bad and you shouldn't have mortgage debt. When in reality, if you can save and invest that money and earn a higher rate of return than your mortgage interest rate, you're going to be better off in the long term. On the flip side of that, you know, we see clients with plenty of resources and they have, you know, they're still carrying a mortgage because they thought mortgages were good because they get a tax deduction for them for the interest they pay, you know, on their mortgage. And, you know, it makes no sense to pay interest on anything if you have the resources to not pay that interest.
Well, Garrett, what are some other misunderstandings that our audience may have themselves?
Beyond mortgages, another topic that is a hot button topic and there's a lot of misunderstanding out there about is Social Security and when is the best time for somebody to draw Social Security. You know, there's all these rules of thumbs and back of napkin calculations that we see that clients use to try to figure out when they're going to draw Social Security. In reality, it's different for everybody of when you should draw Social Security. That goes back to making sure the math works. You know, we can plug in, you know, the data for exactly what your benefit will be at different times and see what that does to your overall financial plan. You know, another one is we see young people who buy permanent life insurance policies.
Whole life?
Yeah, whole life policies usually. There are other types of permanent life insurance policy that can be more appropriate, but whole life policies, especially for young people, whole life policies require a large premium outlay. Typically, young people are better served at buying pure forms of risk protection like term life insurance and taking what, you know, they save or what the difference is in the premiums that they're saving by not buying that whole life insurance and investing that money. And typically that has a larger impact on your retirement than a whole life insurance policy that is, you know, illustrated based on things that are not guaranteed to happen and things, you know, 40 years from now.
And I know that there is still a lot of confusion out there regarding life insurance on when you actually even need insurance at all.
That's a really good question. There's a lot of answers to that question. I am of the opinion that the simple answer for that question is anytime somebody else relies on your income, you need life insurance. You know, not everybody needs life insurance, but if somebody else is relying on your income in any way, shape, or form, you know, that is the first kind of step of when you may need to think about getting some life insurance.
Well, Garrett, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Garrett Strange is a financial planner and vice president of operations at Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.